This week has been a bloody one. Our thoughts are with the family and close friends of those who have died, especially for us in A Company, of Philip Allen and Sam Bassett. We have held a memorial service at the base. Their names and their memory will not be forgotten. At Remembrance, the names were called at services across the world, and we were exhorted to remember them. In this base, I led that service. Officers have a pastoral role in the lives of their men, and I have spent many hours of my professional life in a position that is more social worker than tactician. The sacrifices of soldiers over the generations for the sake of our freedom and security should be cause for thanks as well as remembrance. The efforts of the British Forces Broadcasting Service mean we are all aware of the current debate. My interest in the politics of this debate has waned considerably in the last month. Whilst I have engaged in many discussions on this campaign, I am here. I step out of the gate because I am part of a team. Whilst some riflemen have a sense of higher purpose, most have a sense of loyalty, mateship and professionalism that motivate them to continue. For me, the act of remembrance is a manifestation of mutual respect for those who have laid down their lives for their friends in the service of their country. As my company sergeant major said, they will grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age will not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.